Hello and welcome to the Better Culture Podcast. I'm Ida Timchak. For our first ever podcast, we thought we'd do a Beacons Festival special. Better Culture was invited to contribute to the lineup of the Beacons Festival, which is held near Skipton. And we've compiled a little album of interviews and impressions from the festival. We intend to make this podcast a regular feature of Better Culture output, so we encourage you to sign up to the subscription list. We already have several episodes in the can, as it were, besides this one, and we're interviewing Better Culture presenters in the meantime. If you have any ideas for future episodes, please get in touch and let us know what they are. As you know, we make things up as we go along, and we pride ourselves on being a totally honest and open platform for genuine comment. Listen to our audience and respond to their suggestions. We're not a focus group, though. If Richard and myself like something, and we think it's a good idea, we'll run with it regardless. So enjoy this episode and look out for some unexpected turns in our journey into podcast land. So I'm here at Richard's house with the handover of the laptop for the Beacons Festival. Richard spent quite a bit of time putting it all together. So he's going to say a few words because he's not going to be at Beacons Festival. Richard.
Hi. So first of all, sorry I can't be there. I was really excited when Ivor told me about we'd been invited to do Beacons Festival, especially as the fall of plane. But then realised I'd booked an annual holiday with all my children. So I'll be off in North Devon. So I can't be at Beacons with you, unfortunately. Thanks to all the speakers who put together all their slides and got them to meet on time. Had to bully a little bit, but never mind. So I'm sure you'll all do an amazing job at Beacons. I'll be following on Twitter, and I'm sure I'll see videos and recordings afterwards. So good luck to everybody, and have a great time.
Just one last thing, Richard. If you just want to tell us how long it took you to put all the presentations together.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at putting the presentations together now. I think I tweeted somebody the other day that I'm a bit of a PowerPoint ninja at the minute. But it did take about an hour and a half to put together each set of slides. So probably about 6 or 7 hours in total. And that includes obviously downloading and formatting and reformatting and testing and checking to make sure it all works. So I hope all the time is going all right, and I'm sure it'll work perfectly.
Great, thanks Richard. We'll tell you all about it after the event.
Good luck everybody. Have a great time.
Paul, we're here at Better Culture Beacons. In fact, you just started talking about your show at York Better Culture, which was a math solution. And I asked you not to do that one at the Beacons, as I felt it didn't quite hit the entertainment mark. I mean, I was a little bit worried about asking you not to do that, but that you came back with... Well, I'll let you explain what you came back with.
Well, I think I would prefer you to tell me if you didn't think it would work, rather than come to Beacons, present it, and then people think, well, this isn't very good. You know, I think that the reason I do Better Culture is to put myself in a position where I'm giving presentations that I'm maybe not comfortable doing. So kind of feedback's really useful. And I was comfortable with it. You know, I think when you said, don't do that one, what I heard was, it's a bit crap. And, you know, that anybody's going to think, oh, well, I quite liked doing that. You know, but you have to take those things and just... accept them for what they are, because it's not because you wanted to kind of have a go at me. It was because you wanted to improve what I was doing, and so you know, accept it on that basis.
On a comedy level, there's a venue in Leeds called Verve, which has you know new stand-ups trying out material, but you very often get established comedians coming along to try out new material. Now these are professional comedians trying out their material. So even when they're professional and they think, I think that's funny, they don't know until they've put it out there and they've got the responsible people. So I felt, actually, the comparison is fairly close. And you probably felt, yeah, that ticks all my boxes. But from the audience point of view, when I watched it, I thought the slides were dull because they were all formula. You know, there wasn't a kind of a pictorial thing. And I thought the explanation wasn't clear enough. It was a bit all over the place. So anyway, thanks for explaining that, because I was a little bit worried about asking you to do that. But I should stress that when it's an open Better Culture event, then obviously people can try new stuff. It's only because we're at Beacons and it's kind of a showcase for Better Culture that we want to put forward the best presentations that we've had. Stephen, are you nervous before your presentation?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, always. Because you don't know who's going to be in the audience. You don't know how they're going to react. And you don't know if you're going to remember everything you were supposed to say. And I think I'd be fine if it was a normal format. Because the Better Culture format, the slides are ticking on every 15 seconds. If you forget a little bit or you kind of lose your way a little bit, then you can completely derail. So I think that you've always got all that at the back of your mind. That, yeah, it can go very wrong.
So what's your strategies for coping with the nerves?
Try and stay calm. I don't know, really. It just, you know, I know what I want to say. I know I've been through it a couple of times this morning already. So, yeah, rationally, I know it should be fine. It's just a case of staying calm.
Mary, what's your...
Well, I'm quite nervous too, but I think just keep doing it. So the first time I did something in front of a lot of people, I practiced and practiced and practiced in my living room, and I thought, this isn't going to work. So I got all my stuffed toys, all my teddy bears lined up on the back of the settee, and I presented to them, and that gave me that, you know, and especially because one of them was a frog with big eyes, and I just knew that that was going to wrongfoot me enough to give me that sort of, the audience looking, what's she on about, you know.
Great, thanks, Mary. Actually, I do notice your slides when you show them. They're some of the best slides that we've... They're pin sharp, they're just pictures, no words at all. Brilliant. That's how it should be done, in my view. Thanks for that, Mary. OK, it's the post-gig period, and I'm just going to get some vox pops of people to see what they felt about the event. Phil?
Hi, Ivor. Yes, I thought it was a great event today. I'd done that one before. I was very nervous the last time. I was slightly nervous going on, not knowing the audience, but I think the presentation went well today. I was really impressed with it myself, so that's how positive you can be as a performer. I was brilliant, but that's fairly standard. And there's another joke for the I did my presentation on standards, and I think it seemed to go well. I got two people coming up after me, and I think that was quite pleasing that people... actually took the time out to say thank you, and that I was impressed with that. So it was a great event, and thanks, Ivor.
You got too many gags there, actually, Phil. We're missing some of them here, but you did get laughs in your presentation. I can concur, it was a good one. Mary, what did you think?
I have absolutely no idea how it went. It was just a total blur. But my boyfriend did say you were fantastic, and he's not biased at all.
I could see the audience were responding, actually, Mary. So they were a bit, because you were on early, and it was a bit slow to start off with, a bit, you know, tepid. But then as it progressed, I thought it got better.
I got through it, I guess. I don't know. You'd have to tell me. But yeah, I was a bit nervous going on, but it was a good crowd. I thought, you never know with the music festival whether they're going to be interested in listening to some people spout on. So yeah, they seemed nice. So, yeah, good.
Paul,
probably best answering for us on how it went, but it seemed good. Yeah.
I'm high. It's that went as well as we could have expected. I thought it went exactly according to plan, and I suspect the next session that we have is going to have a few more people in it. Simon, do you want to say how yours went?
I think it's a weirder experience as presenters, because I think previously when we do them, we're all sat in the audience, and then you get pulled forward, and we're all kind of sat in various degrees of excitement and nervousness, just wondering what the presentation was on the other side. You know, all you could hear was these kind of mumbles. So I don't think it was until like the last couple when we actually decided to sit near the entrance going out onto the stage that we kind of, you know, got a feel for what was actually happening. But then it's that thing where you go out and you didn't know what the audience was like. You know, I'd been out and, you know, before I'd come around to the back, and you could see everyone kind of lay back, and you didn't know whether they're awake or asleep or, you know, I don't know, out of their faces. I think when you come out into that kind of situation where it's so dark, it's very, very different to the usual Better Cultures, because you can see the audience, and usually we know the audience as well, don't we? We look around and you recognise people. But yeah, I really enjoyed it, and I think the boys have given 150%. They've gone out there. No one's taken a beating, and, you know, we've all given a good account of the Better Culture team, I reckon, yeah?
There's only 100%, Simon, but